So welcome back to Heart Series 2, and today 7 of Part 2. A question that often arises with this particular technique is, wouldn't our time be better spent actually doing something physical, something proactive, actually to help this other person in their life, whatever it might be, that they have problems with? And I guess there's a couple of points to that. The two things that aren't sort of mutually exclusive. It's possible to do this exercise on a daily basis and at the same time to try and help the other person. But of course, there are many situations in life that we can't necessarily do anything about. They're out of our control. You know, it may be that the person would really appreciate somebody listening to them or actually doing something for them, but so often, there's actually not anything we can do. So it can sometimes bring about almost a sense of helplessness. We see somebody else struggling, but there's nothing we can do. The great thing about this exercise is in those moments of helplessness, actually we find an exercise where we can do something. And although there might be a nagging doubt of, well, is this actually sort of benefiting the other person? And that conversation could go on for a very long time in one's own mind. I think the important thing to recognize is that for that other person, it's far more beneficial that we work with this idea, even if it is only on a psychological level, that we'll then be in a much better place when we meet them, when we relate to them, than if we take away their difficulty and spend lots of time sort of thinking about it, churning it over. Of course, there are times when it's useful to think things through on an intellectual level, but very often when we see somebody close to us struggling, actually we tend to get lost in that unhappiness ourselves. We tend to get very distracted, overwhelmed even by the feelings they're experiencing, and therefore we tend to kind of go down with them, you know, which isn't terribly helpful. So by doing this, at least we can help to maintain a sense of balance, of calm in our own mind, so that when we do meet them, when we do relate to them, we can really be of most benefit, of most use. So just something to bear in mind about this exercise. But just take a moment now to get comfortable. Steady yourself in the chair. And then when you're ready, you can begin by just taking some nice big deep breaths. And with the next out-breath, just closing the eyes as you feel yourself sink down into the chair beneath you. Just becoming more aware of all the different physical senses. You just bring your attention back now to the physical sensations in the body. As you scan down from head to toe, remember to notice not only the sensations, but also how you're relating to those sensations, if there are any particular areas of resistance. And also to notice the attitude in which you're observing the body, which will reflect the overall sort of mood that's around at the moment. And in the same way that you get a little bit more clarity into those sensations, the emotions, it's important to get a bit of clarity around your motivation as well. I know I ask you every day to do this, but it's so important. It need only be a sentence or two in your own mind. Doesn't require a lot of thinking. In fact, it might just be recognizing a feeling, an underlying feeling of motivation. But whatever it is, just make sure that it encompasses the benefits to those around you as well as to yourself. And now as you sit there, just starting to become more aware of the breath, the rising and falling sensation, knowing there's nothing to do, nothing to achieve. Don't have to change the breath in any way at all, just watching that natural rhythm and just resting the mind on that sensation just for the next few minutes or so. now, quite naturally, quite easily, that image comes to mind, whoever it is today, whatever their problems might be. Just watching as that exchange happens very easily. Aware of the in-breath, the out-breath, and its place within the exercise. If you find yourself thinking at any stage, just recognizing that it's thinking, and just gently bringing your attention back again to the visualization as you watch that person let go of their difficulties and become increasingly at ease. They're just staying with that now. Yeah, and when it looks as though they're now really, really very content, free from any of the difficulties they had before. Completely at peace, just let that image go. In fact, let go of any focus and just give your mind a little bit of extra space. Just let it do whatever it wants to do now. And then just slowly bringing the mind back to the physical senses, the space around you, in particular the weight of the body, the feeling of contact. You can open your eyes in your own time as you just check in with each of the physical senses. Not rushing it in any way, but just a very smooth transition from awareness in the exercise to awareness in everyday life. Clear how you feel in this moment. Clear about your intention to be aware throughout the day. And when you've done that, you can just sit back in the chair and just take a moment or two just to briefly reflect on the last couple of days and whether you've remembered to do those little exercises throughout the day. Not forgetting to do the one where you actually use your own moments of stress and difficulty to bring that visualization back to mind again, whether it's for just 20 seconds or a couple of minutes. But also these other kind of moments in the day when you just sort of pass by someone else and you see they're a little bit stressed out with something and you just sort of, a very brief exchange takes place. So reflecting on remembering to do it, and if you have forgotten, then perhaps thinking of ways you might remember how to do it. Perhaps each time before you set off from home or you set off from work or from the shops, wherever it might be, just thinking, okay, on the way back, if I see anybody today, then I'll remember to do this. Again, putting in that intention tends to help us remember. So quite a useful thing to do. But I'd also like you to just briefly reflect on your experience of that exercise, you know, whether you're finding there's a lot of resistance around it, whether you're finding there's any sort of confusion around it as to why you should even be doing it. Hopefully by now the principles of this exercise are really sort of clear and it's obvious why we're doing it, both for the benefit of others, but also in terms of training our own mind. But useful just to acknowledge, you know, it's not thinking, it's not analyzing the experience and sort of trying to assess how we're progressing in any way. Nothing like that. More just being aware of our experience. And the more we can do that, the more, of course, we're living, we're resting in the present moment and just allowing this experience to unfold at a very sort of in a very natural, organic kind of way. But I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 8 of part 2 of Heart Series 2. I'll see you then.